As we were listening to that song, The Proof of Your Love, I was reminded of Leonard Ravenhill. And he talked about one time where there was this prisoner who was being sent or being walked by a priest to execution. And the priest just, in a monotone voice, read scriptures about hell to him. And he said, if I believed half of what you were saying, you know, I would, I can't remember the exact words, but like, I'll walk on glass or something. But he said, if you really believed what you were saying, and basically the point was, there's a difference in speaking the truth and speaking the truth in love. And the Lord today has given me a message. It's based out of the Book of Mysteries, Day 12, on the cosmic love, but it's continuing on with the series we've been doing on the duty of a watchman. And I'm going to begin, I'll be using the Passion Translation, but this is Acts chapter 17, verse 23. This is it says, for as I walked through your city, I was captivated by the many shrines and objects of your worship. I even found an inscription on one altar that read, to the unknown God. I have come to introduce you to this God whom you worship without even knowing anything about him. And, you know, the point there, the reason I use that scripture is because we can get to know, you know, like apologists, they may read writings from a certain, you know atheist or whatever to get to know what the people believe, and then they can try to give an answer to everyone who believes, or simply enough, who is asking, or simply enough, just by simply asking the Holy Spirit for a spirit of wisdom and understanding, you can better gauge the ones that you're talking to. So today is going to be about being a watchman as it relates to love. Father, I just,
said praise the Lord. Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for baptizing. You spoke to me today that you're going to baptize your church, Big C Church, in love, in your love.
Thank you.
Father, I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. You know, the feeling I'm getting is you are doing everything you can to see to it that we do not have a repeat of the situation that they had in Germany. Even going so far as to baptizing your people in love so that they would know how much you love them and how much you love the church. And then that goes on to how much you love the nation that they're in. Father God, I denounce the lie that patriotism should not be that important. I'll never forget the saying that someone said that I was listening to. You love your family, don't you? And so if I love my family and if I love my church family that God put me in, I should love my nation or my city.
Amen.
That God put me in.
Amen.
And so, you know, I just declare, Lord, I ask, in accordance with what you've asked me to, I ask that you would put a restraining order on everyone here and online that we can only do what the Father tells us to do, even as Jesus did, Lord. We only see what the Father, we only do and say what the Father says do and say.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank you for it. Give me the ability to adequately declare what thus says the Lord. And Lord, even as your servant Lance Walnow taught, I thank you that I have the signet ring anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where it's going to prick to the wax of people's hearts, Lord, as it did in the day of Pentecost, Lord. And may this signet ring anointing be contagious so that even the average person that is working or going to the store, whatever it may be, even just to look, just like what happened with Charles Finney,
thank you, Jesus,
can bring repentance and bring conviction to the hearts of men and women of God, or men and women around them. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 John 15, verses 12 to 15. I'm going to summarize a little bit the teaching that we see in day 12 of the Book of Mysteries. Basically, the gist of the teaching is love, you know, love puts, I put, like, if I love you, I'm going to put myself in your shoes. I'm going to bear your burdens. I'm going to feel your wounds. I'm going to cry your tears.
Right.
And that's what God did. That's basically the gist, the summary of the teaching in this day devotional that we're going over. So in John 15, I believe even bears this out, verses 12. I modified the scripture things, 12 to 15. It says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit." Actually, verse 16, I'm down to verse 17. It says, "And that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." And then verse 17, "These things I command you, that you love one another." And Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11, further drives this point home. "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on the earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Now, and we have three more scriptures to read, but I feel like the Lord just reminded me of this. You know, today we're talking about the importance of speaking up for your nation. I want you to think about the scriptures where Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. I want you to think about the time when he said, "You have missed your visitation. I wanted to gather you in as a hen gathers her chicks, but you wouldn't let me." In the time that he confronted the religious leaders head on, that was the political as well as religious government of the day, of the Jews. So I believe that if we were to turn half of the truth into the whole truth about Romans 13, if he were to believe that in our day, he would have never confronted the Pharisees. he would have never confronted the Pharisees. But he saw that that Israel, so to speak, was about to run off a cliff, to use that analogy, and so he was yelling and going, "Hey, you're about to fall off that cliff." And he did that out of love. And God is calling the church today. God is calling the church today, especially, you know, this is an election cycle, an election season. He's calling the church to bring the kingdom of God down to earth, the values of the kingdom of God down to earth, by way of how we vote.
Amen.
By way of speaking out.
Hallelujah.
And you know, the religious side is, you know, I can already hear it. Well, you're being political. This is called representing the kingdom of God.
Very good.
We're bringing if you want to say it this way, we're bringing the politics of the kingdom of God into the politics of earth, and the earthly one has to bow to Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And that is our call as representatives. You know, Dr. Miles Monroe, he is one of my favorite teachers on the subject of dominion. And the Lord just reminded me of this. He said, Dr. Miles Monroe said that the Holy Spirit is a governor in the earth.
True.
He said, you know, when you have, say, the Bahamas, or a country that is more of a monarch, a kingdom,
right.
He said, you know, the king is going to send a representative over to another place, a governor, to another place to colonize that place.
True.
So by voting, by speaking out, by reading the word and praying and asking the Lord, how do you want me to vote and how do you want me to speak out, things like that, you are doing your job as a representative of Jesus Christ, and you are colonizing the nation that God has called you to be in for the kingdom, for Jesus Christ. And I even hear the Lord saying, if you do this, you will get a great reward. He said, sure, your eternal salvation is secure, but he said, if you don't do this, you'll suffer great loss.
Mm-hmm.
You will regret, well, I should have done this.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the call. Now, Romans, the last two scriptures are going to be, there's three, but the next two are in Romans. This is Romans 5, verses 5 to 8. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Another thing I feel like the Lord has reminded me of, you know, Jesus, you know, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, it talks about, and we've mentioned this before, where God says, I was looking for a intercessor, someone to stand in the gap, but I didn't find anyone, so I had to put a curse on the land. The ultimate intercessor, if Jesus had not said, okay, Father, yes, I'm willing to be the lamb slain from the foundation of the world and to die on the cross for the sin of humanity, and if he was not willing to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, number one, had he not died on the cross, we would all still be in our sins right now.
Yeah.
And so, number two, had he not said, Father, forgive them, of course, not every Pharisee got saved, but a lot of them did, and so that door would have been closed had he not asked the Father to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Romans 8, verse 31 to 39. You know, tonight, because I've always prayed and said, asked the Lord, I said, I don't want to preach for my friends. I want to preach for my critics. So I think this is one of those sermons. I'm refreshing your mind, but I'm also preaching and just helping, you know, being faithful to the Lord to help him get this message out, however you'd say that, that, hey, we've got to start doing what God has called us to do.
Amen.
And it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. And furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And I want to stop for a minute before we continue, but more than conquerors, I heard a teaching one time say, and I'm just speaking this from memory, but it was back in the Bible times, you know, when kings would go to war, I think it was something like when they got home, their wife got to partake in the spoils, and so she was more than conquerors, more than a conqueror.
Right.
And so in that sense, we're the bride of Christ. And we get to partake of the spoils of the war that Jesus has already won for us, and so we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
And verse 38 says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor any other created thing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And then Ezekiel, this is our final scripture. Ezekiel 3, verses 12 to 15. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I also heard behind me a great thunderous voice. Blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to the captives at Tel Abib, who dwelt by the river Kabar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. So there's two interpretations, I believe both are correct, that I've heard about the script, about the verse 15. One talks about I sat where they sat, and that talks about compassion. You know, being as a watchman, you have to have the compassion of the Lord. The other one talks about being astonished. I heard just recently heard a sermon from Apostle Tim Sheets on the subject. And it really, you know, I think that that's where the church is at in a way. We're like, okay, Lord, you know, how do we go about doing this? But the Lord today is he's ready to wake us up, or he's waking us up. We just have to be willing to receive the alarm, to not put hit snooze on the alarm clock.
Amen.
And so, it was funny, there's something that I felt like I needed to say, but I forgot. But, Father, I just thank you for this word.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, I thank you. for whatever that was that I needed to say. I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for imparting it to everyone's heart, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that the Lord says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Amen.
Father, I thank you. I thank you for the glory of God. That's just going to be so present, Lord, in this church and in other churches, Father. And I declare, America, it will not be like it was in Germany.
Amen.
It will not. Because we are going to follow suit. We're going to follow the path of Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate intercessor, and we are going to speak up.
Amen.
You know, I feel like the Lord is leading me to say this. I had a few dreams last night. And it was concerning, basically I had just dreamed about the Black Lives Matter movement all night. Almost all night. But the Lord led me to go into the courts of heaven, and basically suffice it to say, the spirits behind that movement are dethroned in the spirit.
Good.
That's what the Lord told me. He said, but there's a spiritual vacuum. And I even hear him saying, if my church does not rise up, the altar will be erected again. If my church does not fill that vacuum, that altar will be erected today again. Rise up, church.
Amen.
Cause spiritual riots in the spirit and let the devil know who's boss.
Thank you, Jesus.
For my word says that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force.
Hallelujah.
I am calling as a judge in the courts of heaven, I am calling for a spiritual uprising. I am calling for a looting of the enemy's camp and YouTube, lest you think that I'm talking about physical violence. I'm talking about spiritual violence.
Thank you,
so I come against any censorship of this video or podcast.
Thank you, Lord.
I declare a spiritual uprising that's going to turn into physical activism.
Thank you,
a physical boldness of people peacefully going out and saying, no, we've had enough of this. We've had enough of this. And America is not going to be like another repeat of Nazi Germany.
Thank you.
It's not going to happen. Not on our watch. And as the Lord always has Apostle Tim say, hell doesn't stand a chance. So Lord, we just thank you for it. And we claim it now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, I saw a thing on YouTube today.
So, Mario Murillo is an evangelist also. Like many people, you know, maybe that listen to this podcast. And what I was trying to think about what I needed to say at that time, but I forgot about was, you fight for your freedom so that you can evangelize more souls. And not be suppressed or not be censored by the government. And so, I just want to thank everyone for listening to this podcast, and excuse me. Other resources, if you're interested in at least learn, you know, if you're at least interested in learning more about what I am communicating as best as I can, you can go to there's a movie out called Letter to the American Church, which was based off of the book that Eric Metaxas wrote. And I would encourage you to get those two. Also, you can listen to Todd Coconato, Coconato. They do this program called Firepower, and there's other programs, but they talk about that frequently, or they talk about the issues of the day. And that's about it. There's a lot of resources, really, but Oasis Church also is one that I listen to that really helps. But anyway, other news, if you enjoyed this podcast tonight, feel free to like, comment, rate the show, share. And sorry, I got sidetracked. Like, rate the show, share, follow this podcast, or if you're on Rumble, Owen, what do you think about this episode? Is what it'll say on the podcast, but you'll only have one chance to comment. And I apologize for the background noise here. So, tomorrow night, Pastor Alan Jackson will be ministering, if you'd like to do that. Oasis Church starts their prayer things on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time every Wednesday. Pastor Alan Jackson does their services about 6:19, I think, is when theirs begin. That's when the announcements and everything begins. Bob Larson does a live deal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I think it's like 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or something like that. But I would encourage you, if you want to engage with any of these announcements that I'm mentioning, just feel free to subscribe to their respective YouTube channels, and then you will be notified when they go live. And also another book I forgot to mention is called Satan is a Socialist by Dr. Jennifer Clark, who also wrote, co-authored the book called The Ancient Blueprint for the Supernatural. I don't know if y'all have read that or not, but that was by Doctors Jennifer and Dennis Clark. But that's another resource that, Satan is a Socialist is another resource that talks a little bit more about what I mentioned today. And talks a little bit about the black, in chapters I haven't read, but I've listened to the interview from Sid Ross' show. I hear that they talk a little bit about even the Black Lives Matter movement from a different perspective. You know, if you want to understand why the Lord led me to say what I said, maybe you're of a different persuasion than I am, whatever, but you're really wanting to follow the Lord and follow His word, you know, that would be a good book to get. So thank you all very much for listening. Oh, I forgot. Also, on the video end, feel free to follow us on Rumble at Paitlin5, Paitlin, the number 5, and the P is capitalized. And if you follow us on Rumble, feel free to, you can hit follow on the below the video screen that you see, as well as I have a comment section there you can comment, and feel free to share the Rumble video, and we've made a Rumble account simply just so that if, you know, because one of the videos, because of something I had mentioned from the COVID-19 virus, something I had mentioned by way of a prophecy, it got censored, so I had to create, or so I decided to create a Rumble account so that all of the videos will be, you know, any video that isn't uploaded on YouTube will still be uploaded on Rumble. So, and for YouTube, feel free to like, comment, share, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. The Apple Podcast platform, you can just hit follow on the top right corner of, you know, I think you can do it on each podcast, but anyway. You can also go to www.kingdomadvance, KINGDOMADVANCE.family.blog, and then go to the About Us page. Only thing that doesn't work on there is the phone number. Anyway. And I apologize for that, folks. For that inconvenience. But everything else you'll be able to use. You know, you can contact us through the email and the kingdomadvancement252@gmail.com and the P.O. box. All of that. It would be easier for you so that you can just read it and then write it down, you know, or read, you know, keep the page, you know, saved, whatever, keep, so you can keep it handy. So thank you all very much. Also, I do feel to say this, if you want to, you can go to www.stormministries, StormMinistries.com. There's a contact link there. But also, there's a Help Our Cause heading. All donations go to the Homeless Alliance and to our church. If you are interested in making a donation to our ministry. So, thank you all very much, and God bless.